With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. The people of Venezuela are trying to understand who was in charge down there after the U.S. announced the capture of dictator Nicolas Maduro.
Venezuela's constitution says the vice president should take over that country. President Trump says his administration is maintaining contact with Maduro's deputy, Delcy Rodriguez. But Rodriguez is trying to project unity among the ruling party's factions while downplaying any hint of betrayal. Venezuela's high court has ordered Rodriguez to assume the role of interim president.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Meanwhile, Nobel Peace Prize winner opposition leader Maria Corina Machado says her movement is ready to assert its authority in Venezuela. Correspondent Julie Walker reports the ousting of President Maduro sparked celebration in and out of the country, including in the U.S.
Venezuelans living in Doral, Florida, celebrate the capture of President Nicolas Maduro. A similar scene in other cities with a high concentration of Venezuelans who left the country. Florida resident Alejandro Arrieta says she's cautiously optimistic for the future of her homeland.
So excited. We couldn't believe that this was happening. We've been waiting for this for the past, 28 years or so.
There were protests against the U.S. action in some cities in the U.S. and around the world, including this one in Cuba, as well as in Venezuela. I'm Julie Walker.
The capture of Maduro has disrupted Caribbean travel. FlightRadar24.com says no flights crossed over Venezuela Saturday. Major airlines canceled hundreds of flights across the Eastern Caribbean after the FAA imposed restrictions. But U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said Saturday night that the restrictions must end at midnight and airlines would be able to resume normal operations on Sunday. We'll have more on these stories at SRNNews.com. I am Bernie Bennett in Washington. The Global Center for Christianity has shifted. Correspondent Michael Harrington has this report.
In reviewing its biggest findings of 2025, the Pew Research Center highlights the release of a survey in June that demonstrates the largest concentration of Christians is now in sub-Saharan Africa. 31% of the Christians in the world live somewhere in Africa, with Europe, once the leader, now in second place at 22%. Part of the reason for the shift is that African Christians are having large families, while those in Europe and North America are not. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians in India celebrated Christmas last month, but it wasn't easy. More than 80 attacks on Christmas celebrations took place across the country, led by radical Hindi groups. International Christian Concern reports that, quote, in the southern state of Kerala, which is generally considered a safe haven for Christians, a group of children taking part in a Christmas carol procession was attacked. Radical Hindus have vowed to kill all Christians and other religions in India. More on these stories at SRNNews.com. A woman is arrested in Maryland after a road rage incident.
Not just any woman, but a Washington, D.C. police sergeant. Kayla Cruz is accused of pulling out a gun and a crowbar during a road rage clash in Annapolis, Maryland. Cruz was arrested on New Year's Day after a felony assault investigation by Maryland State Police. The victim told troopers that the suspect brandished a crowbar and then the firearm during the incident. Kayla Cruz was identified as the suspect and arrested near her home.
That's Bill Alexander reporting. The winner of the NFC South will be crowned at home watching on television. Baker Mayfield threw a touchdown pass to Cade Otton. Chase McLaughlin kicked three field goals, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers avoided elimination with a sloppy 16-14 victory over the Carolina Panthers on a rain-soaked Saturday. The Buccaneers need New Orleans to beat out the Atlanta Falcons to clinch a fifth straight NFC South title on Sunday. This is SRN News. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington.